Okay. I would like to call this meeting of the City Council of University City to order at 6:33 p.m. We're sorry for the short delay. Ms. Reese, may you please call the roll.
Councilmember Jennings.
Present.
Councilmember Carr.
Present.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Crow.
Here.
Councilmember Glickard. Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Welsh.
Here. Thank you very much. And I would like to say that I do have to leave early this evening for a funeral, and Mr. Crow knows, and he'll be moving to this chair a little before 7 o'clock. We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Does any member of council have any changes to the agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented? Mr. Glickert moves. Is there a second? Mr. Smotherson seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no proclamations for this evening. We now move on to the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the November 27, 2017 regular session? Mr. Jennings moves. Is there a second? Mr. McMahon seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to appointments to boards and commissions. Oh, Mr. Glickard?
So just put me down as I didn't vote because I wasn't here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Glickard. Mr. Smotherson, you have a nomination.
Yes, I'm nominating Craig Hughes to the Traffic Commission as a fill-in and replacing Eva Creer's unexpired seat.
Thank you very much. Is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Ms. Carr, you have an appointment?
Yes. I am nominating Kathy Stratman to the Green Practices Commission as a fill-in replacing Richard Young's unexpired seat.
Thank you very much. Is there a second? Mr. McMahon, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Jennings, you have a reappointment?
Yes, I am. I'm nominating reappointment for Ms. Rosalyn Williams to the Plan Commission.
Is there a second? Mr. Crow, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have one person to swear in tonight. Ms. Kristen Sabaka will be sworn into the Urban Forestry Commission. If you could come up to the podium, please, Ms. Sabaka.
I, Kristen Sabatka, do solemnly swear that I possess all the qualifications and am not subject to any of the disqualifications named in the charter for the office I am about to assume. That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States and of the State of Missouri. And the charter and ordinances of University City. And that I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties of the office I am about to assume with impartiality and justice. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We now move on to the citizen participation portion of the agenda. We would ask everyone who comes up to the podium to turn the microphone on when you come off and off when you leave. Please give your full name and address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. We have two requests to speak tonight. The first is Ms. Jan Adams. Oh, I'm sorry, I did not see that. Yeah, why don't you do that? Oh, okay, Mr. Jeff Hales.
Close. Jeff Hales, 7471 Kingsbury. I just wanted to come up tonight as I think this is very likely the last night we will all be seeing Mr. Adams sitting in that chair. And I just wanted to share my gratitude for your stepping up and serving for, I guess it's been a little over a year now. This was certainly a role you did not have to take. I could not think of anybody in the city better suited to take on that task. And as we all know, it turned out to be a pretty heavy task. For those of us who regularly attend these meetings. You know, I will say, as somebody who's sat on this side of the bar for many years now, from the moment you took that chair, a sense of equity, I think, fell over this room and this city. And for those of us who have come to council meetings and asked to be heard, with you there, that finally happened. So I thank you for that. There is no question in my mind that you have seen us through a lot of challenges. We still have a lot of challenges to go, but through this 13 months of service, I am 100% confident that you are leaving our city much better than you found it. And I thank you for that. And I wish you the best. And I hope to see you around the city not wearing a suit all the time. Thank you.
Ms. Adams, did you want to speak now?
Jan Adams, 7150 Cambridge Avenue. I rise to object to the proposed contract to hire our city manager. I have two objections. Number one, the process, which was not open to the public as promised by all of the council members who are now the new majority. And two, the terms, which do not reflect a prudent stewardship of taxpayer money and a lack of a mandatory arbitration clause. As to the process, I attended the one and only public meeting, which was conducted by Lee Szymborski, the recruiter. That meeting was held before he began the recruiting process, and he merely asked members of the audience what qualifications they were looking for. After that meeting, every other step of the process was behind closed doors. There was no public disclosure of any other people who had applied for the job, nor the names and resumes of those who were interviewed, and no prior publication of Mr. Rose's CV, nor any transcript of his interviews. So even though the new members of council have been critical for over 7 years regarding the process used to hire Lehman Walker, their process has been fundamentally the same. A mandatory arbitration clause is warranted in the contract to hire the city manager because a simple Google search of Mr. Rose reveals that in 2009, the North Las Vegas City Council paid Mr. Rose a settlement of $337,000 plus a year of family medical insurance to release his employment claims against that city. Given that we taxpayers of U City have just paid well over $200,000 to settle the employment claims of Mr. Walker, it is incumbent on this council to include a mandatory arbitration clause in the contract which hires Mr. Rose. Once again, this is an example of the inherent conflict of interest created by our current charter provisions. The city attorney is hired and fired by the city manager. Thus, it is in the city attorney's best interest to draft a contract that is far more favorable to the new city manager and against his interest to include, and it is against his interest to include a mandatory arbitration clause, which would protect the interest of you city taxpayers. Given that there are two attorneys sitting on council, I do not think that this is a negligent oversight. Rather, it is an intentional violation of their fiduciary duty to our city. I'm submitting a written copy of my comments and ask that they be attached to the minutes of the record.
Thank you very much. Mr. Thomas Jennings.
Tom Jennings, 7055 Forsyth. Hearing this, I don't particularly care for that comment. I very much appreciate the process that's been handed down with the selection of our new manager. They had 25 people. They whittled it down, a unanimous vote. You know, we asked for that when they did for the city police officers. We had multiple meetings we went to, and they just disregarded all of it and just decided, poof, we'll just do it our way. At least this way, we've had citizen input, we've had a total selection committee, and I think they've done it right. I think he had a good reputation before, and I still think we've got a good guy coming in Mr. Rose. So, you know, thank you for doing that for us.
Thank you, Mr. Jeff Hales.
Jeff Hales, 7471 Kingsbury. I wish Ms. Adams had gone first. I would agree with what Mr. Jennings just said. It amazes me, the selective memory of some people regarding what we've been through these last 8 years. Fiduciary responsibility. We're currently in a lawsuit, the city is, to try to get property back that our previous city manager did not include a directive in the contract from the council. That's kind of important. This city is in such bad shape because of the last 7 years. And it is something that we will have to work probably for the next 7 years and beyond to fix, whether it's our insurance premiums that went from $10,000 deductibles to $150,000 deductibles because of absolutely ridiculous lawsuits, whether it be the trust of the citizens for the government through the bond issues that just were pummeled 2-1. This is the kind of stuff that I hope that we can move past with Mr. Rose. We need to get on the right page and move this city forward and get back on the right track, because we have not been on the right track in the last three election cycles, 2015, 2016, 2017, are testament to that. And so I just can't believe sometimes some of the comments that I hear about the fiduciary responsibility. I attended with Mr. Jennings that hearing, and let me tell you, there was no citizen input. There wasn't anything when the last city manager was hired. In fact, I was told by a council member we were going to have a national search, and then 6 weeks later I was told we hired him. You know, we need to move past that. And I'm very pleased that this council has done that, and thank you.
We now move on to public hearings. I would like to open up a public hearing on the for a liquor license for McKnight Place Assisted Living at 64849. Ms. Reese, do we have any requests to speak?
No, not hearing at this time.
Hearing no request, I will close that at 64858. I would now like to open up the public hearing for the liquor license for W Karaoke Lounge at 6655 Delmar at 64907. Ms. Reese, do we have any requests to speak?
No, none at this time.
With no request to speak, I will close that hearing at 6:49:16. And we have nothing on the consent agenda, and at this time I'd like to hand over the meeting to Mr. Crow. And Ms. Reese, your documents are right here on the table for taking downstairs later.
Thank you, Ms. Welch. If we can move forward now with the city manager's report, Mr. Adams.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem and City Council. I'd like to have Chief Larry Hampton come forward. He's going to speak to a donation relative to a canine from the Griffin family.
Good evening, y'all. Chief Larry Hampton, University City Police Department, here with Captain Frederick Lemons, as well as K-9 Officer Joseph Brewer. We want to call up and bring up the Griffin family of the Ryan Griffin Foundation for their generous offer and donation of the K-9 purchase for University City. This puts us back in the right track of stopping and deterring crime, but also fighting crime. Not going to take up too much of your time. This is Rick and Kim Griffin, and I will let Ms. Griffin speak for real quick.
Thank you, Chief. I'd like to address the audience as well, if that's okay. I hate to put my back to you. I could stand over here. Okay. Does this bend? Good evening. My name is Kim Griffin. It is exciting to be here tonight with the City of University City on behalf of my son's nonprofit foundation, the Ryan Griffin Memorial Scholarship Foundation. On April 28, 2007, is when my life changed forever with finding Ryan gone from our lives from a heroin overdose at the age of 20. The foundation has started as a means to keep Ryan's memory alive. Ryan was a wrestler at Francis Howell High School, and because of his love for wrestling, we started his foundation in 2008. To date, we have awarded approximately 76 $1,000 each scholarships to both public and private high school wrestlers. For many years, I felt in my heart the need to do something for drug awareness. Since 2012, nationwide communities have been faced with the opiate crisis. This epidemic has taken our children's lives from us too soon. After prayer on what to do, on how to expand Ryan's foundation to include drug awareness, is when I was given a message from God, K-9 dog. It was a few months later we learned the need of a K-9 dog for the city of Wentzville. Since 2015, we have awarded the cities of Wentzville, Hazelwood, Wright City, and tonight, University City with K-9 dogs. We have high hopes that K-9 Rhino will have a positive impact in this community in helping to prevent distribution of drugs and to aid in saving lives. Tonight, we present the city of University City with a check in the amount of $8,000 to purchase K-9 Rhino in memory of my son. Thank you.
Ms. Griffin, on behalf of the people of University City, we'd like to thank you so much. We express our deepest sorrow for the loss of your son, for the pain that that has caused you, and for the strength that you've now brought forward by helping our community as well as so many others in this very trying time, and as this opioid abuse continues to manifest itself. So to turn your pain into such strength for us, all we can say to you is thank you so very much.
Yes. Staff recommends the approval of the liquor license for the McKnight Place Assisted Living Facility.
Is there a motion for the liquor license for McKnight Place Assisted Living? Motion made by Mr. Jennings. Is there a second? By Mr. Glicker. Any discussion by members of council? Hearing no discussion, I believe this one can be done just by a voice vote. Those am I correct on that, Ms. Reese? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. Let's move forward then to number three, the karaoke lounge.
Yes, staff recommends the passing of the liquor license for the West Karaoke Lounge at 6655 Delmar.
Is there a motion? Mr. Jennings is making the motion. Is there a second? Mr. Smotherson? Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? Thank you very much. We now will now move on to unfinished business. We have a bill in front of us for the, I believe, the second and the third reading for bill number 9345. Ms. Reese, can you read the bill, please?
An ordinance amending chapters 100 and 505 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, related to regulations for right-of-way management and enforcement regulations.
Third reading, please.
An ordinance amending chapters 100 and 505 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, related to regulations for right-of-way management and enforcement regulations.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Carr. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert. Any discussion by members of council? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please poll the council?
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert? Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Crow?
Aye. Thank you very much. We'll now move on to bill number 9346. Ms. Reese, would you please give the second reading?
An ordinance to authorize the city manager to execute a contract between the City of University City and the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission providing for the Accurate Park walkway improvements.
Thank you very much. Third reading, please.
An ordinance to authorize the city manager to execute a contract between the City of University City and the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission providing for the Eckert Park walkway improvements.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Glickert, is there a second? Ms. Carr, any discussion by members of council? Hearing none. Ms. Reese, will you please poll the council?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert? Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember Crow?
Aye. Last item under unfinished business, would you please have the second reading of bill number 9347?
An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid for the position of city manager.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid for the position of city manager.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Jennings, seconded by Ms. Carr. Any discussion by members of council? Hearing none, would you please poll the council?
Councilmember Glickert? Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Crow?
Aye. Thank you very much. Let's move to new business, please. Excuse me. Would anyone like to introduce resolution number 9348, excuse me, bill number 9348? Mr. Jennings, thank you very much. May we have the first reading of bill number 9348.
An ordinance authorizing a contractual agreement with the County of St. Louis, Missouri for the provision of code enforcement services, explosives code.
Thank you very much. Now move on to bill number 9349. Who would like to introduce? Ms. Carr? May we have the first reading?
An ordinance authorizing a contractual agreement with the County of St. Louis, Missouri for the enforcement of the Land Disturbance Code as adopted by the City of University City, Missouri.
Thank you very much, Ms. Reese. We now move on to council reports and business. We have a number of items that are listed for boards and commissions, council liaison reports, boards, commissions, task force minutes. I believe you have the nominations or the appointments in your packet. Are there any other items to be brought under items number 1, 2, and 3 before we move on to other discussions and business? Hearing none, I believe that Ms. Carr and Mr. McMahon have a discussion regarding city clerk.
So at the couple of meetings ago, after we had made our decision to hire a city manager, I encouraged Mr. Glickert to proceed with the process, meaning bring back the outline on what the profile should look like. And somehow signals got crossed. It got posted. And I reminded the council that my encouragement is not a vote of the council. And so we are now going to talk about that this evening. The first thing I'd like to talk about is how we want to proceed. Do we want to go right to a large search, or would we like to go first internally? The reason I ask that is the civil service code kind of suggests that that we look within our ranks first to see if there are suitable candidates, or would we like instead to just go full out? And that that's something I think that needs to be discussed. And thereafter, having made a decision, then I would like to address the city clerk description. So I guess I'm going to start it out by making a motion that we look internally first, kind of in line with the things that we've done. So to remind people, we have done this before. The city manager has often promoted internally. We have only two employees, and so it's kind of a question about whether we should consider looking first within. That's my motion.
Is there a second? Mr. Jennings seconds. Is there a discussion? Mr. Smotherson, I apologize.
Well, I think with the issues that we've addressed and that this council has addressed at the beginning of last year, or at the end of last year, what I want to say is the experiences that we've gone through and what we've learned during those experiences. And I'll tell you, and I'll say one thing, when we did a temporary city clerk search, that was kind of an interesting experience. I mean, what we read, saw, and was represented, it was kind of interesting. And I think the process and what we've done, and I'll simply say it this way, who we have appointed temporarily in that position has been overwhelmingly successful. I don't think it was ever our intention of this happening this way, but the young lady in that position has done a great and fabulous job. And I mean, there is no question the public is happy. I think the council is happy, and I think staff and City Hall is happy. And I would agree that we should look internally to fill that position.
I appreciate the comments of my colleagues, and I believe that I want to make sure that to the public that the motion before us is that the search be internal but broadly within the city for those people who would like to be considered for this position. While we respect the current interim city clerk and all the work that she has done, this is the opportunity for any number of people who may be internal employees of University City to determine whether or not this is a step that they would like to take. Am I as I say that, I think that's one of the things that needs to be addressed as we go forward, because in when the motion is made to have an internal search, then the internal search is typically made based on the employee base that we have. Okay. Any other questions or comments from members of council? You have a motion before you that has been made by Ms. Carr and seconded by Mr. Jennings. Voice vote or roll call vote?
Roll call.
Hearing none, a voice vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye. All opposed? Thank you very much. Is there any other items for discussion of that?
Yes, actually. So I would like to look at the profile, and it seems to be pretty much in line with the profile from 2005, the last time that we looked for a city clerk, with one exception. There is one word on the experience and training that has been added. So under experience and training, the second bullet point, it says bachelor degree strongly preferred in the new one, and previously it said bachelor degree preferred. I see no reason to put strongly. You either prefer it or you don't prefer it. I see no reason to change that. That would be the only amendment that I would consider making.
There's a motion before us. Well, I don't know if there is a motion. She hasn't made a motion, has she?
Okay, so I move to remove the word strongly from the experience and training.
There's a motion made by Ms. Carr, a second by Mr. Glickert. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Any other action to be taken on this matter at this time?
Just a question, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem. Do we have a time schedule that we can all agree on?
Well, I think that's another issue for us to bring forward. So I would assume that we want to get this going.
I would assume we would instruct the city manager through the director of personnel to have the internal job posted at your earliest convenience, since the council has voted on the job description and asked that we have an internal opportunity for advancement.
Okay.
I think once the I'm assuming that even though this is our position, does the head of personnel assist us in this process? Or I would beg that I don't know the answer to that question. My guess is yes, but I don't know.
Let me weigh in on that. As one who spearheading this and meeting with Ms. Cannon and Mr. Adams, originally we decided that Ms. Cannon would be the gatekeeper for.
Good. Okay.
And then when the time was over for applying for the job, if you will, then we would disseminate the envelopes to each of council.
Perfect.
And then we would have our meeting.
Perfect.
That's pretty much correct, don't you think, Mr. Adams?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Carr, oh, sorry. No, Mr. Adams, do you have more?
No, this can be posted immediately, and we'll have a turnaround date that's pretty conducive of getting everything back in a very brisk time so that we can present all the folders to you for review.
Ms. Carr?
And just a point of information, the folders would contain the applications and vita
I think more the vita than anything else, because they'll fill out an application once they're awarded the job.
Okay. Right. And then I understand there is some kind of a clerical exam, and that would be?
That is correct. Okay. I put that in the information that I sent you guys a while back.
Thank you to my colleagues. And I'm assuming since we do not have a meeting until January, that's likely we could have most of this information probably put in our hands at that next meeting. So anything else under council reports and business from any of my colleagues? Hearing none, if we can move, I don't believe there are any other requests to speak from the citizens. So if we can move into council comments, I would appreciate that. Any members of council, Mr. Glickert?
Really just echoing what I've heard from some people in the chamber, and I guess I've known Chucky Baby for... my brother told me to say that. For at least 40 years. At least 40 years. And I just wanted to say thank you for your service. And only the best of for you and your wife. And I wish you Godspeed.
Thank you, Mr. Glickert. Mr. Jennings?
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. I, too, just wanted to chime in on Mr. Adams, his service, his leadership, his friendship. And also, I consider him a very, very strong role model, not just for me, but for many of the citizens here, both young and old in New City. And also, I found his wife to be a great friend when I was on the school board, and another role model. I wish them both great happiness and success in their endeavors going forward.
Thank you. Mr. Smotherson.
I just wanted to add my congratulations to a great job that Mr. Adams has done. I've known him for a long time. I used to beat him up playing basketball and many, 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 many years ago. So I've known him a while, and I appreciate the service that he's provided the city, but also the help and the advice that he's given me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Ms. Carr?
I, too, would like to join in. I don't have such longevity. I believe I met Chief Adams when one of my petitioners for the audit got into a bit of trouble. And he was the consummate professional then, as he has been over the last year. It has been an absolute pleasure to work with you, Mr. Adams. And as I said the last time, I had hoped for someone to be a caretaker for our government in the interim, and you have exceeded those expectations. And I will miss you terribly. Please don't be a stranger.
Mr. McMahon.
Thank you. Likewise, Mr. Adams, I'd like to congratulate you on your year of service. Your second retirement from University City, so to speak, and I hope you enjoy it as much as you can. Hopefully, you know, you keep that emergency phone next to you in case we need to call on you again. We may have to do that. But I want to thank you for it. We called and you stepped up into difficult times, and not only were you a caretaker, but you moved the city forward. You took us from point A to point B. Things have improved over the last year, and a large part of that is your guiding hand, the stability that you provided to the city, and the guidance that you even helped to give to those members of council. You did show favorites here. You treated us all as equals. You gave us the respect and professionalism that we all deserve, and that most importantly the residents deserve, and I really thank you for helping do that for us and for the city. I really, truly appreciate all that you did.
Thank you, Mr. McMahon. As we close out the meeting tonight, I think it is important for all of us to recognize during this special time of the year, after what has happened in New York today, and we have a what is probably going to be one of the most closely watched Senate races in the history of man happening tomorrow. I hope that all of us can take a moment and pause and concentrate on those things that have brought and continue to bring our community together. I look at the votes that we took tonight. I also go back to the votes that we took on a budget that was unanimous, on a city clerk search that was unanimous, on the hiring of a city clerk, city manager that was unanimous, on a contract tonight for a city manager that was unanimous. And I hope that everyone can take a pause and share that with your friends and neighbors, because it is important for us to bring this community full circle and bring us all together. And as we close, you know, having known Charles for a while, I don't think I've ever seen him more uncomfortable than he is tonight, because Charles does not appreciate this to any high degree at all. He has not only done an excellent job as our interim city manager, but I think most of you know he has probably lived in University City as long or longer than most of the people in this room. He is an extremely humble man, served our police force for 43 years, and during this past year, I think we all have to admit, we couldn't ask for anyone to have been more patient with us and be more even-handed with all of us during some very contentious times. He did an absolutely superb job. But on a broader context, when I had a chance to talk to his wife, you know, it's one of those interesting things when she said, Charles' life's work has been to make University City a safe place for all of us to live. And I'm just not sure it gets any better than that when you can sum up your life's work that way. So whether it's the mom and dad who come up and they thank him for helping with their children, who maybe set their son straight, whether it is setting the example or being the role model, when in fact he's probably meting out justice to someone at that point in time, he has always done it in what we would consider, literally call that fatherly, patient way that Charles has had with all of us this year. Truly, he has been a humble servant, and this year he really did take one for everybody. He agreed to take a job at a time when his community needed him far more than he needed that position. So to my good friend, I want you to know that you are a gentleman, you are a man of integrity, and you have served your city well. Thank you so very much. I don't necessarily believe that a speech is necessarily in Charles's a game plan for tonight. All I want to say again is thank you, and the meeting is adjourned. Have a great holiday.